Russian President Vladimir Putin is preparing to sign a bill legalizing the sale of farmland for the first time since the Soviets collectivized agriculture. It's a landmark for Russia, where even in Tsarist times, peasants tilled their land in communes. For the past decade, some Russian regions have allowed farm sales, but without a nationwide legal framework. Supporters of the new bill say giving citizens the right to own and sell farmland will revitalize Russian agriculture. But as NPR's Lauren Sheets reports, the problems of the Russian countryside go beyond land ownership.
The Grigorovsky farm is typical of the Soviet collectives the government privatized after the collapse of communist rule. Workers were offered 10 acres of land to work on their own, but few took up the offer. They preferred their poor but predictable existence as employees of the now privatized collectives. 41-year-old Dmitry is typical. It's only noon, but he's already drunk, stumbling along a tree-lined road towards the Grigorovsky farm, where two broken combines sit in a driveway.
I haven't been paid for a long time. I can't even say exactly how much they owe us. Nobody here can. Our director makes promises, but we get nothing.
Under the new law, Dmitry will have the right to sell his 10 acres to the highest bidder. But he may not be able to exercise that right.
No one's explained our rights to us. I don't even know where my land is. It's probably somewhere way out on the edge of the collective. I don't have the money to farm on my own.
A few Russians have made a go of farming in the post-Soviet legal limbo, where control of land and access to credit often depend on personal connections, as well as initiative. Nikolai Soin is one such well-connected farmer. A former manager of a state collective, he took the risk of farming the 10 acres he received from the collective here in the rolling green hills of the Ryazan region.
I began with nothing but my bare hands. The land I got was overgrown with weeds. I arranged a loan for just one tractor. It was just me and five workers.
The first years were hard, but Soin, who has the stocky build and firm handshake of a farm veteran, now controls almost 400 acres. He doesn't own the land, but leases most of it at low rates from local authorities. Soin's 26-year-old daughter Natasha has gone from peddling the family cabbage crop in markets to being her dad's top deputy. Natasha waves her hand towards her lush green fields of potatoes, carrots, barley, and squash.
You can live as a private farmer in Russia. It's not easy, and maybe you won't get rich, but you can develop gradually.
Soin has gotten access to bank loans at favorable rates to buy machinery and seeds. He's happy the new law will allow him to buy the land he now farms and pass it down to his family. But agricultural economist Yevgeny Serova says the new law will do nothing to solve the main problem facing Russian agriculture.
It does not mean anything economically. In any version, this law could not boost agriculture. Land was not a limiting factor of production. If to speak broad about the fate of Russian agriculture, the quality of rural labor is, I would say, the most limiting factor of production.
In other words, too many laborers like the alcoholic Dmitry and too few like Nikolai Soin. Russians have left rural areas in droves. Some farms are now employing Chinese migrants to gather crops. Competent labor is the key to the future of Russian large-scale farming. Economist Yevgenia Serova says agriculture can be extremely profitable in Russia if you have good management. She says the trend towards industrial-size agribusiness has already begun.
I believe that on this territory, in the nearest half of a century, there will dominate big commercial farmers working on the rented land and hired labor. Individual farming will not dominate.
Even without the new legal framework, Russia reached a milestone last year, producing excess grain after years of imports. But foreigners need not get excited about the prospect of investing in Russian agriculture. Because of pressure from communist lawmakers, the Russian parliament barred foreigners from buying Russian farmland. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Lukovice, Russia.